Hello, and the Lord is the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you throughout the world. I'm making this audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. I want to entitle this to the Pharisees of Water of Life. To the Pharisees of Water of Life. Recently, I had a conversation with a Pharisee. And this Pharisee was, like all Pharisees, legalistic. Demanding. Hateful. Arrogant. Knowing nothing about God, just knew some that was written in the Bible. Amazing about Pharisees, how blind they are, how they want to kill you. They destroyed Jesus, they killed the body of Jesus with their witchcraft and with their lies. Amen. I'm a servant, the most I got. I know that. I've been at it for 43 years. And no one has persuaded me that I was wrong. Because God says, if I be for you, who could be against you? Amen. So, I was just considering a little while ago about Psalm 109. And it's about Jesus. And Kathy D is going to read Psalm 109, some verses to you. And it's to the Pharisees of Water of Life. Kathy, would you like to begin?
Sure. Verse 1.
What?
Verse 1.
Verse 1. Oh, yes.
Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer.
That's good right there. Then we'll move on. But those words are spoken by the Spirit of God to Pharisees of Water of Life. Where'd you go on?
Verse 5. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love.
Oh, likewise. Go ahead.
6. Thou hast set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he should be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he has, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing like with his garment, let it come unto his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherein he is girded continually. Let this be a reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and from them that speak evil against my soul. Do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I am become also a reproach unto them. When they look upon me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let my adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul.
Thank you. But the scribes, Pharisees, I wonder why. I don't know who all you are, but God knows. I do not know who all have betrayed me, but God knows. I do not know the extent of your judgment, but God knows. The judgment in Psalm 109 is extensive. This happens to be, I believe, about Judas, who betrayed Jesus. But Jesus is my example. And he that saith that he abideth in Christ ought to walk even as he walked. And that's the way I walk. 1 John 2, 5 and 6. And I've walked that way for 43 years. God is your judge. I'm not. I don't even want to be. I don't even want to be. But God is your judge. And his judgment is sure. His judgment is true. And he will judge on behalf of his servants. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn it in Jesus' name. That is a heritage of the servant of the Lord, and his righteousness is of the Lord, saith the Lord. O you Pharisees, how you can lie. God hates the prideful and a lying tongue, and he rewards you according to your doings. I appreciate the servant of Jehovah, of the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 43 years I've walked with the Lord. I put up earlier from Numbers 23, I believe, the words about God and about the big Mississippi River. Yeah, it just keeps rolling along. And that's the way I, a servant of God, does. You want to know why? Because God causes this servant to just keep rolling along like the Mississippi River. Did you know the Mississippi cleanses America of a lot of filth? Oh, yes, it carries a lot of filth out into the Gulf of Mexico. Did you know the spirit I walk in, it is a river, and it cleanses America of a lot of its filthiness. Thank God. I will have up a couple of songs in a few minutes about a river, and I trust you enjoy them. God bless you. This is Doyle Davidson speaking from his home in Water in Plano, Texas. Love you. Talk to you next time. Thanks.